You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's turn back now to Philippians chapter 1.
容许兄弟再把第三节到第六节再读一遍。
Allow me to read again to you verses 3 through 6.
保罗在这里特别跟腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹说，他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音，而且我深信在你们心里头动了善功的，必成全这功，一直到耶稣基督的日子。
I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我们曾经提到腓立比教会其实不是一个完全的教会。
We have mentioned before that the church in Philippi is not perfect.
但是对保罗来讲，相当让他满意的一个教会。
But in the heart of Paul, this church really satisfies his heart.
有人说保罗设立了许多的教会，有一个教会对他来讲有特别的一个感受，是消极的。但是从另外一个角度来看，有另外一个角度对他来讲是带着积极的鼓励。
Some have mentioned that in the many churches that Paul has established, there were some that gave him tremendous frustration, but then there were some that gave him a lot of encouragement.
有人说哥林多教会让保罗哭，腓立比教会让保罗笑。
Some have said that the church in Corinth brings tears to the heart of Paul, and when he thinks about the church in Philippi, he smiles.
是什么使保罗对腓立比教会有那样的满足和那样的安慰呢？
So what is it that the church of Philippi brings satisfaction to Paul?
刚才我们所在读的几节圣经里面，我们看到这个教会是一个兴旺福音的教会。
In the several verses that we just read, we noticed that they are zealous for the gospel.
不只是兴旺教会，他们是同心合意的兴旺教会。
Their church is growing and they are doing it together.
他们不只是同心合意的兴旺教会，他们从头一天直到保罗写信的时候，他们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
They united in their hearts in the spreading of the gospel from the very beginning.
所以我们在这一段中文翻译的圣经里面，我们拿了这八个字“同心合一，兴旺福音”作为我们教会今年的主题。
And indeed, we have taken this very first from here to be the theme of our church this year.
上一次我曾经跟弟兄姊妹用这段圣经，我们彼此有这样的一段的勉励。
I have used this passage to encourage you last time.
同心合一，兴旺福音这两个思想，这。八个字让我们看到相互因果的两个关系。
In the Chinese version, you can see there is a cause and effect.
同心合一是因，当一个教会能够同心的时候，我们就看见福音就兴旺起来，兴旺福音变成果。
We translated partnership into united in heart, and this is the cause, and the effect is that the gospel will be spread.
反过来，我们也看见，当一个教会福音兴旺的时候，变成因的时候，很自然就能够让教会的弟兄姊妹能够同心在一起。
But then we can look at it in another way. If we are zealous for the gospel, then we will be united.
我们越来越发现，今天一个教会存在在地上，同心是非常重要的一个见证。
And indeed, we find out again and again that united in spirit is the best testimony for the church.
怎么能够让这几百个不同背景、不同个性、不同兴趣的一些人能够在一个团体里面同心呢？
How can we have the same heart with a few hundred with different backgrounds and training?
里面有许许多多不同的讲究。
There are a lot of teachings on this.
但是保罗在这里特别提醒我们，当我们有同样的方向、同样的努力的时候，我们很自然的弟兄姊妹可以同心在一起。
But here Paul is pointing out that when we strive for the same goal, we will be united.
所以我们常常讲意向可以把一群不同的人把它带在一起。
And sometimes we say a vision will bring people together.
所以在上一次我特别用这八个中文字提到属灵的因果律。
So last time I used these words to share with you the cause and effect in spiritual terms.
那今天我想从英文的翻译比较靠近希腊文原文的翻译呢，我盼望跟弟兄姊妹一起思想到福音的团契性。
But today I would like to share with you from the English version the partnership in the gospel.
Partnership 这个字在原文 koinonia 就是我们常常惯用的这个 fellowship 团契这个字。
The word that's translated as partnership in the English sometimes also translated as fellowship.
在希腊文原文圣经，在这节圣经 ，koinonia 跟这个evangelion 这福音这两个字同时出现在这一节圣经里面。
Here we see the words fellowship and evangelism together.
我们常常提到福音的整体性。
A lot of times we say the whole gospel.
我们也曾经在这讲台上提到福音的社会性。
We talked about how the gospel penetrates society.
让我们能够不只是关心到所谓人的灵魂，让我们关心到人的整体的需要。
So that we not only care about the spiritual needs of man, but also the holistic need.
但是今天早上我要特别跟弟兄姊妹想到福音和团契之间的关系是什么。
But today I would like to share with you the relationship between the gospel and fellowship.
团契这个字或者 koinonia 这个字呢，在保罗在写腓立比书的时候是个相当重要的一个字。
The word fellowship was a very important word that Paul used in this letter.
请各位很快的跟着我把腓立比书四章里面几次出现 fellowship 这个字呢，我们稍微看一下，除了第一章第五节，第二个地方是第二章第一节。
We can see in the book of Philippi, chapter 1, verse 5, and then also in chapter 2, verse 1.
第一章第五节讲到 fellowship of the gospel, 福音的这个团契。
In chapter 1, Paul mentioned the fellowship of the gospel.
第二章第一节讲到圣灵的团契。
In chapter 2, he talks about the fellowship with the Spirit.
在第三章第十节，请弟兄姊妹很快的看一下。
In chapter 3, verse 10,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得他和他一同受苦。这一同受苦在原文也是 koinonia, 也是 fellowship 这个字。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
这个地方讲到受苦的团契。
So here we see the sufferings and fellowship.
我们已经看到第一章有一个地方提到团契，第二章、第三章都提到。我们看第四章第十五节。
Yes, even in chapter 4, you can see the same word in verse 15.
在十五节，我们看中文圣经好像没有把团契这个字翻出来。我们看十五节，腓立比人呢，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
In verse 15, maybe it's not very obvious. It says, Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving.
在英文圣经讲到 share with me, 那个 share, 那个分享或者在中文的供应供给这个字就在原文就是 fellowship 这个字。
This word sharing with me in the original Greek is the same word, fellowship.
我们起码在这四节的圣经看见保罗用同样的一个字讲出不同的一些重点的事情。
So we see Paul using the same word fellowship, but then bringing out different aspects.
起码在我们思想里面给我们有个这样的一个印象，团契这个字在我们的了解里面，圣经对团契这个字呢是更广更大的一个字。
So seemingly the word fellowship in the usage in the Bible encompasses more concepts than we're used to.
不只是讲到跟主的受苦有关系，跟圣灵有关系，甚至跟我们物质的奉献、物质的关心都有直接的关系。
There is a strong correlation between fellowship and the spirit, and the fellowship and sharing of physical things.
对保罗来讲，当腓立比教会弟兄姊妹给他们一些物质上面的供应和帮助、一些奉献的时候，他看为这是在主里面很宝贝的一种团契生活。
Yes, when the church in Philippi.Shared with Paul physical things, material needs. Paul views that as part of fellowship.
今天早上是许可我跟大家一起看第一章第五节这个福音的团契性。
But today I want to spend special emphasis on this fellowship of the gospel.
我特别希望跟弟兄姊妹分两方面来思想。这个第五节这一节圣经。
Perhaps we can look at this way, verse 5.
保罗很明显的把团契和传福音。 团契和宣道放在一起来思想。
Here we see very obviously that Paul has placed two things together, fellowship and evangelism.
今天在教会的里面有一个很大的一个危机。
There's a danger in the church today.
这个危机就是我们把团契和传福音，或者团契和福音，我们把它两极化。
And that is, we have separated the two into two extremes.
那我常常觉得这种两极化的现象是教会今天一个危机。
And I always feel that when we go into extremes, that presents a danger to the church.
大家常常听见我在台上提到教会有这个危机，有那个危机，到底危机是什么意思？
We oftentimes mention that there are crises in the church. What does that mean?
我们每一次提到教会里面有危机的时候，我们就特别强调魔鬼撒旦对于教会的一个攻击的一个现象产生出来的一个表现，就是一种危机的现象。
When we mention a crisis in the church, we usually mean that Satan is attacking us on a special aspect.
这些危机目的是让教会变成一个瘫痪的一个团体。
And the objective of his attack is to make us paralyzed.
如果今天我们能够在撒旦魔鬼的攻击这种危机之下，把它扭转变成转机的时候，这是教会一个蒙福的一个机会。
But this can be an opportunity for us to receive blessing to change the attack around.
在过去这二十几年来，我常常发现今天在教会里面有那样的一个现象，就是把这一个团契生活和传福音的生活把它两极化。
In my many years of experience, I found that many churches have separated the two concepts, fellowship and evangelism.
什么意思？
What do I mean?
今天魔鬼撒旦不怕教会里面的弟兄姊妹过好的团契生活。
Satan is not afraid of the church having a good fellowship life.
一个教会里面同甘共苦，这是好的。
It is good for a church to suffer together and then they enjoy each other.
彼此相爱是应该的。
To love one another is correct.
但是只要我们彼此相爱，同甘共苦，不去侵犯魔鬼撒旦，他不在乎我们过所谓好的团契生活。
As long as we just enjoy each other, love one another, and we never encroach on Satan's territory, it is fine with him.
什么时候我们的彼此相爱在非基督徒的世界里面带来一些影响和震撼的时候？
Whenever, because of our love for one another, that we have an influence and impact upon the non-Christian world,
当基督徒的团契生活变成一个传福音的力量的时候，
when the fellowship of the saints became a force in evangelism,
当我们的团契生活影响到我们可以去抢救更多的灵魂归主的时候，
when because of our fellowship we can save more souls,
魔鬼撒旦不会喜欢。
Then Satan will be angered.
或者反过来讲，
or on the other hand,
他不在我们开不太在乎我们开布道会。
It's not of a great concern to Satan that we have evangelical meetings.
他也不在乎人举手举止或者受洗归入教会等等。
He's not that concerned when people raise their hands or be baptized or becoming a member of the church.
但是我们一直注意到一件事情，魔鬼撒旦在教会里面做的工作是什么呢？
But we realize that one of the constant works of Satan
可以得救，可以受洗，但是呢，让他跟教会的团契生活脱节。
That a person can be saved, but then they will be separated from the fellowship.
一个没有过团契生活的基督徒不是一个很正常的基督徒。
A Christian without fellowship is not a normal Christian.
因为慢慢慢慢，照圣经所说的，就随流失去。
Because according to the teachings in the Bible, these kind of Christians will just flow away.
所以我们在这里看见，撒旦不喜欢看见团契和宣道把它放在一起。
So we see now that Satan do not like the joining together of fellowship and evangelism.
前年师母跟我回到台湾有半年的时间在校园团契侍奉。
Last year I had the opportunity to return to Taiwan to serve with Campus Evangelical Fellowship with my wife.
我们刚刚回去的时候呢，就在全省各地主领校园团契三十周年的庆典。
When we first arrived, we had the opportunity to lead the 30th anniversary of the Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
我在每一个地方领这些聚会的时候，都让我有机会回顾校园团契三十年神在这个团体身上的工作。
And as I lead these meetings, I kept on being reminded of what God has done through this organization.
我发现一件事情，我今天早上提出来要跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
I realized one thing then, which I would like to share with you today.
因为在校园团体三十年的历史里面，
in the 30 years of history with Campus Evangelical Fellowship,
我发现校园团体第一个十年，
I felt that the first 10 years,
校园团契是一个非常内向的一个团体和组织。
The organization was very introverted.
我们有很好的团契。
We have good fellowship.
每一个校园里面都有一些聚会。
In every campus, we have our own meetings.
但是我们发现到一个地步，这些团契本身成为传福音的一个拦阻。
But then we found that these fellowships themselves became an obstacle to evangelism.
我记得在那个时候，神给我一篇很有负担、很强烈感受的一篇信息。
And I remember how God has given me a message that really moved me.
在那个时候，主让我特别看到约翰福音二十章里面的一段的记载。
I was specially touched by a recording in John 20.
我根据那段经文，我准备了一篇信息的题目叫做这个关闭与突破。
I based on that passage, I had a message, I call breaking out.
我想那段时间大家有印象，耶稣基督复活以后向门徒显现的一段记载。
Perhaps we remember that passage that was when Jesus resurrected and appeared to his disciples.
圣经告诉我们说，当复活的主耶稣向门徒显现的时候
，When the resurrected Lord appeared to his disciples.
圣经有一段很，也许我们不太注意到的一句话的描写。
There was this special phrase that the Bible used that perhaps we do not pay enough attention to.
当时十个门徒在一起聚会
，There were 10 disciples meeting together.
他们有团契
，They had fellowship.
他们在一起唱诗。
They were singing hymns.
他们一起分享。
They were sharing.
他们一起祷告。
They were praying.
也许彼得站起来讲道。
Perhaps Peter stood and shared a few words.
但圣经里面有一句话说，他们聚在一起的时候，门都关了。
But then the Bible says when they were meeting together, the doors were closed.
所以当时耶稣基督的门徒所聚会的那个团体是一个关闭的、一个封闭的一个团体。
So I described that meeting as a closed meeting.
我们看见耶稣向他们显现
，But then Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣两次说了同样一句话：“愿你们平安。”
Twice Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
当第一次他说“愿你们平安”的时候
，The first time when he mentioned that,
圣经告诉我们说，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
We saw the response was that they were glad.
哎呀，他们看见复活的主，他们心里面实在欢喜快乐。
When they saw the resurrected Lord, they were indeed very happy.
加强他们那个团契的这样一个目的。
Because it strengthened their fellowship.
但是请注意，耶稣又说了一次，愿你们平安。
But then Jesus said again, "Peace be with you."
然后他怎么说呢
？And what did he say?
他说，父怎么差遣我，我怎样差遣你们出去。
As the Father has sent me, so sent are you.
所以不只是让他们看见主的平安带来喜乐，主的平安也带来差遣，带来传福音的行动。
So the peace of Jesus brings joy as well as sending.
很感谢主，那个时候这一段的话语，这一篇的信息，对我个人有极大的影响，也对当时的校园团契带来很大的影响。
Those words had a great impact on me, and I believe it had an impact on the fellowship during the first decade.
因为从那个时候以后，第二个十年，校园团契开始进入注重传福音的工作。
Because in the second decade, the Campus Evangelical Fellowship started emphasizing evangelism.
上帝做事也是非常有意思。
And the way God works is amazing.
就在那个时候，神兴起了一个团体，从美国到台湾去做学生工作。
During that time, God has raised up another organization to work among students in Taiwan from the U.S.
学员传道会 Campus Crusade for Christ.
And that is Campus Crusade.
那么这样的一个团体到台湾的时候，对我们校园团是一个很大很大的一个影响。
The arrival of Campus Crusade was a great impact on us.
因为对我们来讲，我们是看重查经，看重团契生活。
Because for us, we were paying special attention to Bible study and fellowship.
但是对 Campus Crusade 来讲，我们都知道他们出一个那个福音的四律啊，传福音的四律。
The Campus Crusade emphasized the four spiritual laws.
因着学员传道会到台湾开始工作，给校园团契一直看重向内团契生活的这个团体带来很大的一个突破。
The arrival of the Campus Crusade brought a breakthrough in Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
今年是本教会二十年。
This year is the 20th year of this church.
我们感谢主，在过去二十年来，主让这个教会虽然不完全，但是我们看重一些团契的生活。
And I believe that in the past 20 years, God has given us an emphasis on fellowship.
但是弟兄姊妹，求主提醒我们，不让我们把团契生活变成教会唯一的目的。
But let us not turn fellowship into the end of this church.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒我们 partnership of the gospel 或者 partnership in the gospel， 让我们在福音的工作里面有团契的这种生活的成分。
So let's learn from Paul that we can have fellowship in the gospel.
然后我们在这里再花一点时间看到底这两性怎么样能够结合在一起。
How can we bring the two together more intimately?
感谢主，主让我们这个教会在这一两年给我们看见更大的领域，让我们将来能够侍奉他。
I thank the Lord that in the past 2 years, God has broadened our vision.
不只是让我们设立分堂。
Not only have we established a daughter church.
现在我们要积极的要建立一个新堂。
We're in the process of building a new church.
我要在这个今天早上主日崇拜的时候分享一下我个人的一些很主观的感觉。
I would like to share with you some of my very personal observations.
在过去的特别是在半年的时间里面
In the past half a year,
站在牧师的立场
As a pastor,
我觉得主一步一步的在我身上做一个工作。
I feel that God has been working in me step by step.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.